Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on Dildia modulating jungle edit with an automation first workflow. If you make drum and bass, this is one of those high value techniques that can completely change how your sections feel. Because instead of treating automation like a final polish step, we're using it as a core part of the writing process. That means the edit is not just a loop that repeats. It's a living, breathing section that keeps shifting, tightening, opening, and snapping back in ways that feel intentional and club-ready. This is especially useful for 8-bar or 16-bar transitions into a drop, a mid-track switch-up, or even a DJ-style bridge between two big sections. In jungle and D&B, variation is everything, but it has to be controlled. The low end needs to stay disciplined, the drums need to stay punchy, and the energy has to keep moving forward without turning into clutter. So the goal here is simple: take a strong loop, then make it evolve through automation, resampling, break edits, bass movement, and a few well-placed transition tricks. By the end, you should have a 4 to 8 bar jungle edit that feels like a real phrase, not just a static loop. Let's start with the foundation. Before you touch automation, make sure your source loop already works. Start with a short 2 or 4 bar idea, a break bass drum pattern, a sob or res bass line, and maybe one or two effects elements like a sweep, vocal chop, or stab. Keep it compact. In D&B, smaller often works better because it gives you room to shape movement without overbuilding too early. Set your drums on a drum rack or auto track, and keep your bass on a separate MIDI or auto track. Then group your drums into a drum bus and your bass into a bass bus. On the bass bus, add utility early on and think about mono management right away. The sub should stay centered. If there's stereo mess in the low end, set utility width to 0 for the sub layer, or split the sub from the wider mid-bass. That separation is a big deal in drum and bass, because if the low end gets blurry, the whole edit loses impact fast. Now let's build the jungle feel. The break is the heartbeat of the edit, so we want it to feel performed, not just copied and pasted. If you already have a break loop, duplicate it or slice it up so you can edit it more freely. You can cut it into smaller slices, like 1/8, 1/16, and the occasional 1/32 note hit. Add a few ghost notes before the snare, push one or two hits slightly early for urgency, and leave some little gaps so the groove can breathe. That breathing is important. In jungle, space can hit just as hard as density. If you're using simpler, slice the break by transient and play the slices from MIDI for better control. If you're working with Audino, use warp markers sparingly and make direct cuts on the grid. Try not to overcorrect everything. A little rawness often makes the groove feel more human. On the drum group, add drum bus, a little drive, some subtle crunch, and a touch of transient can give the break more bite. Don't overdo boom unless the break really needs extra weight. Think texture and impact, not just loudness. The reason this works so well in D&B is that jungle feels alive when the break is constantly being reframed. Even tiny changes can keep the listener locked in. Now let's move to the bass, and this is where the automation first mindset really starts to matter. Keep the MIDI simple. Don't overwrite the section with too many notes. Think call and response. Let the sub hit on the downbeat, then let the mid bass answer on the offbeat or the tail of the bar. Leave room for the kick and snare to breathe. A solid D&B bass line often works because it knows when not to speak. If you want a clean, flexible sound, wave eatable is great for a modulated bass. If you want a stronger sub foundation, operator is a classic choice. After the synth, add saturator to bring out harmonics and help the bass read on smaller systems. A few dB of drive can go a long way. Then add auto filter and start thinking about motion. This is the important part. Automate the bass like it's phrasing a sentence. Open the filter a little in bar 1, darken it in bar 2, widen the movement in bar 3, then pull it back before the reset in bar 4. You can also automate oscillator level, wave eatable position, or even device on and off for extra layers. The idea is that the bass doesn't need a brand new sound every bar. It needs controlled evolution. That's the core of the automation first workflow. You're not decorating the track later. You're composing with motion from the start. Now we expand that idea to the whole edit, not just the bass. In arrangement view, automate the things that shape energy. Auto filter cutoff on bass and atmospheres is a great starting point. Reverb dry slash wet can create short throws on snare hits or vocal chops. Delay feedback can make a one-shot feel like it spins outward for a moment. Drum bus drive or transient can intensify a fill. EQ8 can strip low end from effects sections so they don't clash with the bass. Utility gain can create tiny push-pull moments or quick drops in energy. A really useful way to think about this is in layers of motion. One automation lane should handle the main energy shift, like a filter sweep across the phrase. Another lane can handle the detail, like a tiny send throw on one snare. That keeps the arrangement feeling intentional instead of chaotic. Here's a strong 8-bar shape you can use as a guide. Bars 1 and 2 are tight and fairly dry. Bar 3 opens up with filter movement and rising FX. Bar 4 pulls the bass back a bit and introduces a fill. Bars 5 and 6 get a little dirtier or more mid-heavy. Bar 7 gives you a quick reverb or delay throw on a hit. Bar 8 cleans everything up so the next section can slam in. If you want a classic jungle-style surge, automate the break group's auto-filter with a low-pass sweep. Start low, maybe around 180 to 300 Hz, and open it over one or two bars toward the high end. Add a little resonance for tension, then pull it back sharply before the impact. That kind of motion can turn a simple break into something that feels alive and dangerous. At this point, it's a smart move to print the section. Resample it. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record your drum, bass, and FX pass. This is where things get fun, because once the performance is printed, you can start treating it like raw material instead of a set of separate plugins. You can chop it into pieces, reverse a tail into a snare, leave a tiny gap before the next downbeat, and use short fades to keep the edits clean. This is one of the best intermediate techniques for making a jungle edit feel finished. Printed audio often gives you more convincing results than endlessly tweaking parameters. It captures the interaction between the automation, the distortion, the groove, and the transients all at once. After resampling, cut the audio into one bar or half bar chunks. Try one reverse move, one gap before a downbeat, and one tight fill where the audio seems to tumble into the next phrase. Small audio edits like this often feel more natural than overprogrammed MIDI, especially in jungle where the break is supposed to feel like it's being played, pushed, and reshaped in real time. Now let's design the transition, because every good edit needs a turning point. This is where the modulation becomes musical, not just technical. Build a short transition using a riser or noise sweep, a snare roll or break acceleration, and a bass mute on the last half bar before the next phrase. You can use auto filter on noise to create a rise, add a little reverb for a short tail, or automate delay feedback briefly for a spin-up effect. Keep it controlled. We want tension, not washed-out mush. A really effective arrangement move is to strip back almost everything in the last bar before the drop or next section. Let the top drums and a filtered FX element carry the motion, then bring the bass back stronger on the downbeat. That contrast is classic D&B. Strip back, then slam back in. Now, one thing to watch carefully is balance. Automation can make a section feel exciting, but it can also wreck the mix if the low end gets too wild or the drums lose space. Keep the sub mono. If the mid bass gets too wide during dense drum sections, narrow it. Use EQ8 on the drum group to remove muddy low rumble and high pass non-essential percussion if needed. Check the track at low volume and don't chase loudness during the build. If the kick and snare start disappearing when the automation opens up, the arrangement is too busy. That's a really important rule in drum and bass. The drums are the engine. If the automation makes the section feel bigger but the drums feel smaller, something needs to be simplified. Let's add the small details that make the edit replay worthy. These are the micro gestures that reward repeat listens, a snare throw with a little extra reverb just on that one hit, a bass cut for a single 8th or 16th note to create a drop-in pocket, a tiny hat nudge forward for urgency, a slight increase in saturator drive in the final bar, or a quick mute of one bass layer before it returns stronger on the next beat. Even tiny automation moves can make a jungle edit feel performed. For example, you might move the bass filter cutoff from around 180 Hz up to 700 Hz over two bars, then snap it back. Or automate reverb dry slash wet on a snare throw somewhere around 8 to 18%. Or briefly raise delay feedback on a vocal stab, then pull it back almost to zero. These moves are small, but they add personality and forward motion. A few extra coaching ideas are worth keeping in mind as you work. First, make the groove breathe before making it louder. If the section feels flat, try removing a note, shortening a tail, or creating a tiny gap before you reach for more volume or more effects. In jungle, space often feels heavier than density. Second, automate around the drum accents. Snare hits and break turns are the best places to open filters, add dirt, or throw effects. If your automation ignores the phrasing of the drums, it often sounds pasted on. Third, once one automation pass sounds good, print it and keep going. Resample that version, then use it as new source material. That's where a lot of the most convincing jungle edits come from. You can also push the contrast harder if you want a darker or heavier sound. Try alternating between a dry, tight engine and a wetter, more chaotic bar. Make one phrase almost dead and controlled, then let the next one bloom with delay or room tone. The contrast will feel much bigger than simply running effects all the time. Another useful move is to build a fake bass reply with automation only. Duplicate the bass track. Keep it muted most of the time, then bring it in only for the tail of a phrase with a different filter or distortion setting. That can feel like a second performer answering the first bass line. And if you want more underground jungle energy, let one chopped break layer stay a little raw while the main drums stay controlled. That contrast between polished and rough is a great way to create character. So as you finish, remember the main principles.